This is Catherine McShane interviewing for the Swicker Carnival Project, Cardiff Carnival's 25th anniversary heritage project. And I'm here with Bud Harper on the 16th of October 2014. And the time is 25 past 10 in the evening, and we're in Pennyland, Cardiff. Bud, could you spell your name for us, please?
Oh, right, okay, yeah, B-U-D. And then my surname, H-A-R-P-E-R.
Brilliant. So, obviously, this is a carnival project. How did you get involved in the carnival?
My older brother. So I had an older brother, and, yeah, it must be one summer. He just said, come and get involved. Come to this place. Come to Tay's Community Centre. I don't really recollect. I just remember being taken along there. I can't remember whether I really knew anybody else there. I just went along with him and quickly.
How old were you then?
So if it was 94, which I think is the first one that I did, I would have been 19. Yes. Actually, that surprises me, because looking back, I felt like I was really young. But it must be 94 that I started, because it was definitely in Cates. I was quite shy. I remember there was lots of, it was full Cates. It was just people making costumes every day, and that you'd come in, there was food. I don't know whether I remember going to the opening night, because I do remember from that period that opening night was quite special. That was definitely the following years that you'd make sure that you were down there for the opening night. There was always lots of nice food. It was a good kind of party atmosphere.
And so what do you remember about that first carnival then you were involved in?
Yeah, just all the characters. And, just lots of different people. And just, it was very it always seemed very busy. Yeah, it was a real hive of activity. And I suppose at that age where, I was really, it was a real introduction to kind of the adult world, it felt like, and to quite a creative world. So there were lots of musicians, lots of percussion, but lots of people making things. It felt very creative and a bit anarchic. You might come in on a Saturday and it'd just be people everywhere and all different ages. There were definitely some people, I suppose, it was always quite interesting. Most people felt older than me, but there were other young people there, and you would kind of check each other out. So you would, I was quite shy at that age.
Okay, but so, you carried on going year after year,
and it was the same, certainly for the first couple of years, that you'd go back the next year and you'd see people that you'd seen the year before, and over the years you'd make more of an effort, I think, to build. After 3 years, you'd, even if you hadn't talked to some of those people, that the next year you'd come back, they were like people you did know, even though if you hadn't spoken to them. So you'd make a bit more, nice to see you again. But yeah, just characters, obviously there was Steve, was always at the forefront.
Of course.
It was interesting, even when I was quite young, you could work, you became aware of who was working there. It was, like a little hierarchy. But which people were always there, even if they were volunteers. There were some, people who were just like stalwarts of, I don't know, even necessarily know their names, but just people you would recognise. You might see them other places, I suppose, during the year as well.
Is there anyone you do remember particularly?
Yeah, I think when I first started going down, that Tom and Ali were quite big characters, because I was musical when I started, so I was always keen to get involved in the music side of stuff, and I was learning instruments myself, but actually that whole thing of collective drumming was really interesting and new. And it was, I suppose it was around the time as well of, you know, kind of rave and stuff, so kind of percussion and drumming and that kind of tribal stuff. And yeah, a couple of years I can't remember if we played along to other stuff, but we were all quite into our younger age group, you know, were very kind of affected by that kind of rave culture. And I think we brought along quite a youthful exuberance to some of the older ones. You know, I think we did bring something to the party at the time. It felt like we were quite, you know, up for doing, you know. Yeah, it brought a lot of enthusiasm. But yeah, the two things I suppose that you remember was, one was, you know, every year getting involved in the drumming, and you know, it was different every year. You'd have a different thing going on, different people organising it, different kind of themes as such. So yeah, some years we did more strict kind of sambury stuff. That, you know, I particularly remember the one year with Tom where it was just all rusty bits of metal, and that was really, and we had some ridiculous float, you know, that was, it was like a, gosh, yeah, I remember people welding, you know, they built like a big metal construction.
Was it the car?
Yeah, and when it seems people are John, yeah, I don't know, I can't even remember his name, Punk John, who used to go out with Anne for years. He was always in Newport punk bands. I can't remember, you know, and I, you know, I've known him for, you know, but it's funny that having known him for years later, that was the first time I ever met him. It's funny to think, oh gosh, yeah, I forgot that they did Carnival. But that was, yeah, brilliant. That was really anarchic. I think I drummed, my drum that year was an exhaust off something. And I just, it made a horrible noise. And I just beat it incessantly. But yeah, I suppose the other thing then was the costumes that you made. And I think, obviously, looking back at my early days of doing Carnival, that it's quite easy to remember those as being the best ones. But I think actually what I really did like about those in relation to making costumes, it was a bit more freedom to make what you liked. So you had to make your own costume, which I think in later years it became a little bit more synchronized, and you had people making costumes for you, and you could kind of, I was definitely in later years, I was someone, due to commitments, that I could turn up quite late into Carnival, you know, a couple of days beforehand and pick up a drum, and somebody would have made a costume for me. And I think you miss out a little bit. I mean, I think, I suppose you need a bit for everybody, really, isn't it? Some people, that's all they can commit to. But yeah, the first couple of years, we just used to make the most ridiculous costumes as well.
What sort of things did you dress up as then?
Well, you couldn't really call them anything. The one I dressed up, there wasn't a theme, so you could just dress up. There was just a load of materials and things. But you could do what you like. The one year, there was loads of foam. I don't know where it came from or what it was being used for. But I don't think it was specifically to have a costume made, and I was always rubbish at making costumes. I was quite well known for my poor costumes. I was never very good at making things, and my abiding memory of early years of costumes was with the willow. You know, not curly willow, but that wicker kind of bendy,
withy,
yeah, thin bits of wood, and that everybody had to make. You know, that was what you made. You know, I understand that you make all the frames out of that stuff, but that was, and I never got on with that stuff. So I didn't make. You know, I didn't want to make stuff. It was a real hive of activity, and I suppose, at that age where, you know, I was really, it was a real introduction to kind of the adult world, it felt like, and to quite a creative world. So there were lots of musicians, lots of percussion, but lots of people making things. You know, it felt very creative and a bit anarchic. Setting, you might come in on a Saturday and there'd just be people everywhere and all different ages. You know, there were definitely some people, I suppose, it was always quite interesting. Most people felt older than me, but there were other young people there, and you would kind of check each other out. So you would, I was quite shy at that age.
Okay, but so, you carried on going year after year.
And it was the same. You know, certainly for the first couple of years, that you'd go back the next year and you'd see people that you'd seen the year before, and over the years you'd make more of an effort, I think, to build. You know, after 3 years, you'd, even if you hadn't talked to some of those people, that the next year you'd come back, they were like people you did know, even though if you hadn't spoken to them. So you'd make a bit more, nice to see you again. But yeah, just characters, obviously there was Steve, was always at the forefront.
Of course.
It was interesting, that even when I was quite young, you could work, you became aware of who was working there. It was, like a little hierarchy. But which people were always there, even if they were volunteers. There were some, people who were just like stalwarts of, I don't know, even necessarily know their names, but just people you would recognise. You might see them other places, I suppose, during the year as well.
Is there anyone you do remember particularly?
Yeah, I think when I first started going down, that Tom and Ali were quite big characters, because I was musical when I started, so I was always keen to get involved in the music side of stuff, I was learning instruments myself, but actually that whole thing of collective drumming was really interesting and new, and it was, I suppose, it was around the time as well of kind of rave and stuff, so kind of percussion and drumming and kind of tribal stuff, and a couple of years I can't remember if we played along to other stuff, but we were all quite into our younger age group, were very kind of affected by that kind of rave culture, and I think we brought along quite a youthful exuberance to some of the older ones. I think we did bring something to the party at the time. It felt like we were quite up for doing, it brought a lot of enthusiasm. But the two things I suppose that you remember was, one was, every year getting involved in the drumming, and it was different every year. You'd have a different thing going on, different people organising it, different kind of themes as such. So some years we did more strict kind of sambory stuff. That I particularly remember the one year with Tom, where it was just all rusty bits of metal, and that was really, and we had some ridiculous float, it was like a, gosh, yeah, I remember people welding, they built like a big metal construction.
Was it the car?
Yeah, and when it seems people, John, I don't know, I can't even remember his name, Punk John, who used to go out with Anne. For years, he was always in Newport punk bands. I can't remember, I'd known him for, but it's funny that having known him for years later, that was the first time I ever met him. It's funny to think, I forgot that they did Carnival, but that was brilliant. That was really anarchic. I think I drummed, my drum that year was an exhaust off something. And I just, it made a horrible noise. And I just beat it incessantly. But yeah, I suppose the other thing then was the costumes that you made. And I think, obviously, looking back at my early days of doing carnival that it's quite easy to remember those as being the best ones. But I think actually what I really did like about those in relation to making costumes, it was a bit more freedom to make what you liked. So you were, you know, you had to make your own costume, which I think in later years it became a little bit more synchronized, and you had people making costumes for you, and you could kind of, I was definitely in later years, I was someone due to commitments that I could turn up quite late into carnival, you know, a couple of days beforehand and pick up a drum, and somebody would have made a costume for me. And I think you miss out a little bit. I mean, I think, I suppose you need a bit for everybody, really, isn't it? Some people, that's all they can commit to. But yeah, the first couple of years, like, we just used to make the most ridiculous costumes as well.
What kind of what sort of things did you dress up as then?
Yeah. Well, you couldn't really call them anything. The one I dressed up, it was a, I mean, there wasn't a theme, so you could just dress up. There was just a load of materials and things, but you could do what you like. The one year, there was loads of foam. I don't know where it came from or what it was being used for, but I don't think it was specifically to be have a costume made. And I was always rubbish at making costumes. I was quite well known for my poor costumes. that was the stuff. The thing
What
was,
did you do with the foam?
I was never very good at making things, and my abiding memory of early years of costumes was with the willow, you know, not curly willow, but that wicker kind of bendy,
Withy?
yeah, thin bits of wood, and that everybody had to make. You know, that was what you made. You know, I understand that you make all the frames out of that stuff, but that was, and I never got on with that stuff. So I didn't make, you know, I didn't want to make stuff.
So what did you make from the
So
foam then?
yeah, there were these really large chunks of foam. It was like they'd been ripped out of like a seating or something. I just I can't even remember. I picked, got a pair of scissors maybe, and just hollowed out a great big cube of the stuff and just stuck it on my head. It was just like the most misshapen. It wasn't anything in particular. It just seemed kind of, I thought it, I didn't even think it was funny. I just thought that'd be cool. So I had a bit, I suppose a little bit, look a bit like SpongeBob. It's like just this
Before
great big,
SpongeBob.
yeah. Just a huge bit of foam. And I think it was a bit of an odd shape. It maybe looked a bit like an anvil. And I just hollowed out a bit so I could see out of it and breathe. Yeah, I vaguely remember it used to, yeah, it rubbed. I, you know, you perspire on it. It wasn't very.
Foam isn't, yeah, the most
Yeah, and
comfortable
that, I
grip.
think, did I wear, I can't remember what I wore, but like a curtain or something ridiculous. And then another year, which I haven't got any photos of that one. There's some photos of me dressed up as a tree when I borrowed
Okay.
my mum's nightgown. Like she had like a, it was like a turquoise thing, and I just had, yeah, I had a very strange hat that I made out of branches. But I think I found some branches in a park. Just brought them along to carnival. But there wasn't any theme. And then another year,